بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The varying rewards of saying salam سيدنا عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that a man entered the gathering of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said السلام عليكم Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied to the salam and the person sat down Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said 10. A short while later, a second person came and he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied the salam and the person sat down. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said 20. A short while later, a third person came and he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied the salam and the person sat down. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said 30. Note, the longer the salam, the greater the reward. The 10, 20 and 30 refers to 10 thawabs, 20 thawabs and 30 thawabs. Greeting again after a trivial separation. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any of you meets his brother, he should make salam to him. If a tree, wall or a boulder temporarily separates them, they should say salam to each other once more when they meet up again. A sign of qiyamah. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qiyamah will not occur unless a time dawns upon the ummah when people will only greet those whom they know. Greet everybody. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a man asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which aspects of Islam are most virtuous. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said feeding the poor and greeting people whom you know as well as those whom you don't know. Allah Ta'ala ki fastariwa. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.